Josh Heintzman is the Republican incumbent representative for Minnesota House District 10A. It includes Crow Wing County and towns like Brainerd, Baxter, Nisswa, and Pine River. Representative Heintzman, good to talk to you today. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. It's kind of a joke between Representative Lewick and myself. He says I have the metro side of the district since he has all of Aiken County and two-thirds of Crow Wing. Kind of funny.
So why are you running for re-election?
It's been 6 years since I ran. Previously, I ran against John Ward in 2014. And a lot of the issues that I cared about most then are certainly still relevant today. A lot of conversations still happening, obviously, about family and values. And I certainly want to continue to have those conversations in St. Paul for the people of my district.
Well, let's talk about some of the biggest priorities for District 10A. What are some of the things you're hearing the most from voters?
I think people are really worried what's happening. As the governor has continued his executive powers and what the impact is going to be, they're certainly concerned about COVID, just like anybody. But at the same time, our response is causing, the governor's response is causing very significant impact to my local businesses, to families, to schools. And I just don't think he is recognizing the differences between, say, for example, the Minneapolis area, St. Paul, and Greater Minnesota. And unfortunately, that's bankrupting a lot of my industry, and specifically the 75% of my district that's service-based. So that's a huge concern that I hear about locally and what that impact might be compared to states like, for example, South Dakota. Kristi Noem was just here this last week, and they're actually seeing not deficits, but surpluses. And we're going to look at, according to all predictions, approximately $5 to $6 billion deficit here in Minnesota. So COVID is one thing. Minnesota's economy could be devastated under this leadership in St. Paul.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what do you think the role should be of Minnesota government when we're living through this historic pandemic where numbers are not slacking off. We just over the last weekend had the largest day rate in the state, and that's including places outside of the Twin Cities area. But in your mind, what's the right way to handle a pandemic then?
You know, I heard on the debate on the floor yesterday is very interesting. Kristen Robbins pointed out that I think 57 counties across the state have seen fewer than 500 cases. Obviously, that's more rural areas. And this one size-fits-all approach is not working for Greater Minnesota. The governor has decided that we all are going to abide by his rules, and that's the beginning and the end of it. That's really unfortunate. And the truth is, trying to handle this all by himself, as he has really been unworkable. So, you know, there's got to be some middle ground, and I would like to believe that the governor wants to allow the legislative process to work to the advantage of the people in Minnesota, but he must be under some kind of pressure. I don't understand why it's so hard not to see that there are great opportunities to work to overcome COVID and make sure that vulnerable populations are in as best case scenario as possible to get care, to avoid infection in the first place, while at the same time recognizing that there are communities specific to age and potential pre-existing conditions that we can target and protect while keeping Minnesota's young people, for example, in school, in sports, and mitigating any kind of infection as it may arise.
We're talking to Representative Josh Heintzman. He is running for re-election. He's a Republican from Minnesota House District 10A. When the plan for this fall for schools was created, that's more of a, you know, based on what is going on in each of the school districts. I wonder if we can kind of move into education. You probably saw a recent survey from Education Minnesota. They found that 29% of teachers are considering quitting their jobs, and we're certainly putting them under so much stress. How could things be better? How could a representative, the legislature, assist teachers at this really difficult time?
So a number of experts have weighed in on this, and I think that there's definitely an opportunity to listen to their advice, and they've provided that at a number of levels, and more often than not, I'm hearing things like, there's a way to keep kids in school safely. There are those voices that would prefer that we have no classes, that we have no sports, and that we lock down not just our state, but the entire country. We are not talking about Ebola. We're talking about a disease that is by no means a hoax, because there's some people out there saying it's a hoax, but it certainly doesn't have the capacity to hurt people like some other more serious diseases than in our country's almost recent history, you could say. The swine flu was basically shrugged off by the administration previous to Mr. Trump. So I think that there's some parallels to be drawn there, and people can make up their minds as to what they think may be at play. I would argue that there's certainly, to some extent, some politics in play. So does that extend into decisions relative to education? I'd leave that up to your listeners to decide.
Let's talk about the future of District 10A, where you live. We're in a very unusual time right now, but when you look at that district, where's the potential for growth? What are some of the positive things you're seeing there?
Oh my goodness. So there's all kinds of stuff that could potentially be happening here. And previous to the governor's lockdown, we were seeing growth. We were seeing more visitors. We were seeing significantly more people up here looking at real estate and buying businesses and creating businesses. Manufacturing was improving and on the rise, with a number of large businesses seeing increased orders from Klaus Stamping to Pequot Tool and so many others. Lots of great companies doing work here in the area. Unfortunately, as a lot of other communities have seen, here again, I'm picking on the governor, but it has had a severe impact across my entire district. So that's part of the reason I'm a little ramped up, and I am talking about some of this in a very negative context in terms of the response, but only because I look, you know, around to our neighbors and I'm seeing a completely different response and a lower per capita death rate. So if the response here in Minnesota truly has been in the very best interests of the people of Minnesota, I don't see the numbers to actually indicate that when I see Wisconsin with a lower per capita death rate, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, states that do not have some of the mandates and the lockdowns and the continued shutdown of capacity in restaurants and bars. So there again, hopefully our listeners could draw their own conclusions.
Well, I sure appreciate your time today. If folks want more information on your campaign, they can go to joshheintzman.com and also see at the Minnesota Legislative website. You can also see background on his record in the House of Representatives. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you. Take care.